This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Tori Merton McClure, interesting name, is the first woman and first American to row solo across the Atlantic Ocean. Some of you may have heard that before. First woman and the first American to row solo across the Atlantic Ocean, which she did in 1999. She claims to be an explorer, but not an adventurer. She said she was also the first woman and first American to ski to the geographical South Pole. That's about 700 miles was the trek. You know, some of us are afraid to walk across the mall parking lot in the winter, and she skied across the South Pole to the geographical South Pole and did that. She's now the president of a Catholic university in Louisville called Spalding University. Why am I bringing up Tori Merton McClure? For this reason. She wrote an article that caught my attention with the first three-word sentence. Here's what it said. I have demons. That got my attention when I saw that three-word sentence. I have demons. As it turns out, her use of the word demons is a little misleading because she uses it more in what I would call a quaint way in talking about some things in her life. And she talks about her having a brother who was intellectually disabled, and she was the older sister who had to defend him and literally protect him. There was a time, she said, at a playground that kids started throwing rocks at her mentally disabled brother, and she got into it physically and on the ground fighting with people, and through the help of someone else who came along and separated people and said, this will not happen again, and it didn't happen again on that playground. And she said, my basic demon is a sense of helplessness. My personal demon is a sense of helplessness. And I wonder, is that what drove her? I feel no shame in telling teenagers that I rode a boat alone across the Atlantic Ocean because I was stupid, she says. Most women do not need to row 3,000 miles to figure out that love and friendship are good things. Most women just get it. But she said, I grew up with a sense of helplessness. That was her demon. I want to talk to you about demons today, but not in the way that Tori talks about it. I want to talk about it in the sense that the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, talked about demons to a young minister by the name of Timothy. We're looking at the book of 1 Timothy. Remember, Timothy's a minister at a place called Ephesus, and he needs advice from a wiser apostle named Paul. And I want you to listen to what Paul says about demons today. Get this, that apply to 2015, that apply to your life, that apply to, get this, what you read, what you listen to, and what you watch. It's in 1 Timothy 4, beginning at verse 1. Paul is talking to this young minister named Timothy, and here's what he said. The Spirit clearly says that in the latter time, some will abandon the faith, abandon it, and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Such teachings come through hypocritical liars whose consciences have been seared as with a hot iron. They forbid people to marry and order them to abstain from certain foods, which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and who know the truth. For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated. Literally means made holy, is what that word means, by the word of God and prayer. Well, last week we were in chapter 5 of 1 Timothy. We're actually backtracking to chapter 4, looking at the first 8 verses about the subject of the demonic. It's a powerful message. Our website is crosshope.org. One word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.